Welcome, everybody, to the A1 Content Services Podcast. My name is John, and today we're talking about how slow your website is. Before we start talking about how slow your website is, I want to preface that with what we're going to be looking at specifically. And in this episode, we're going to be talking specifically about the design of your website. How the design plays into how fast your page loads when someone gets to it through Google, and what are some of the things that cause your page to load very slowly. So recently, Google released an update to the search algorithm, and that is being referred to as the helpful content update. So with that came along some of the things that you need to consider when you're designing your website and the content on it. But ultimately, when we talk about search engines and your website loading quickly, search engines are there to provide answers to users, usually in one click or less, so they don't want them clicking back and forth, you know, to bad experiences. So websites that are designed properly with the idea of getting an answer to a question that a user has within Google search are certainly going to get more attention through organic search results on Google. So that is the main reason that the design of your website is very important. There are plenty of statistics on the web. You do some real quick searching on how to find out if your website is slow and things like that, but ultimately your bounce rate is really going to tell you a lot within Google Analytics. If your bounce rate is really high, there might be a reason why users are clicking to your site and then clicking back to Google without visiting another page. And according to searchengineland.com, your bounce rate will increase 32% if your download time went from 1 to 3 seconds. That's according to Google, of course. And the reason that the download time of 3 seconds or more increases your bounce rate is because people don't want to wait around for the answer they're looking for. It makes sense. So if you have a lot of things on your website that are moving around, large pictures or maybe a video that's trying to play, or hopefully, you know, you don't have this, but music in the background that's trying to load before the user can actually get to the information that they actually want, that's going to create a longer download time. And of course, according to Google, will increase the bounce rate and then increase the chances that you will not be showing up in organic search results. So real quickly, we can talk about some of the things that might lead to your page loading very slowly. I did reference them a little bit ago, but let's go into them a little bit deeper and just kind of keep in mind of your website and take these things into consideration when your homepage is loading. And I'm not just talking about homepage. Obviously, that's the entryway to your website, but every single page is going to be considered. So definitely take a look at each individual page and make sure that the loading times are all either very consistent, or if they can be optimized, definitely do so. So let's take into consideration our homepage. And of course, let's keep in mind the one click or less goal that we have so that people are getting the information they need before clicking back. So what are some of the things that might keep your website from loading quickly? They include large videos that are auto-playing, and if they have sound, even worse. You might have a website design that includes, you know, a large hero image, something that takes up the whole background, initially what you see when you first get to a lot of designer websites. A lot of the times, those large hero images will actually push content all the way below the fold, and the experience isn't really good because the person doesn't know what to do and they're there to get an answer to a question. So if they don't see content and they just see large, pretty images, that could lead to confusion and ultimately clicking back to Google. And then again, if you're using custom fonts on your website, sometimes those are used outside of your network or the website backend. So the website has to, Google has to call those in to your website to show them to users. And just that little split seconds can add time to your page download time. So those are just three things to keep into consideration when you first think about if your page is loading quickly or not. Those are real easy ones to fix. Real simple searches on YouTube and Google can find out ways to optimize that. And we can go from there. So after that, we're going to just look at like overall bad designs and user experience designs. With so many websites on the internet, some have been on the internet since day one. Ultimately, the designs change over time. They become more modern, fast, use different kinds of code, and those types of things. You probably are wondering why there's even a bad user experience to begin with, right? You come across 10 websites and one of them just stands out and you can't find your way around. Navigation is hidden. Either you're on your mobile phone or desktop, it doesn't really matter. They have to design for both, ultimately mobile, but you do also have to design for the people that are on their laptops or a desktop or even a tablet. So, you know, bad user experience happens because a lot of times when you design a new website, sometimes your client says, I'd like this website here, I'd like mine to look similar to it. And there's nothing wrong with that. You can definitely take images or, you can take elements from one website and put them into your own. But when that element is a video in the background or a large hero image or something that takes longer than 1 second to load, once a user gets there, depending on internet speed, of course, that's not going to be good. So you can't just copy the one person, one website that you saw and hope that it does better on yours just because it's your website. Tweaks have to be made, and ultimately, once you get your website set up, it has to be optimized for your business. It's not just the drag and drop or a cookie cutter type of thing where you can copy a website and expect the exact same results. Ultimately, you're probably going to end up with the same results, and those are bad ones. Some people that have businesses believe that the search engines are just unfair, and download times vary depending on the tool that you use, and they might be using a tool where it says everything is just handy dandy, no big deal, let's keep moving. Most likely that's a free tool, so it's limiting. There's plenty of tools out there that can really do a deep dive into your website. They're not all paid. You just have to know which ones to use. And digging into the user experience on your website is just a little bit more than wondering where to put the navigation and where to put the contact form or the phone number. So definitely keep that in mind as well. Other businesses might think, well, it's all about our branding. Our brand is important. It has to look elegant. It has to be, you know, it has to be very modern and smooth. And those things are okay, and those things can be done. But when you're adding a lot of imagery and you're adding a lot of customizations to your site that go unoptimized, ultimately you're adding more time to that download time. So you have to keep all those things in mind. You can still have a really great website that loads fast, that gets the information to people quickly, and it can load in less than 3 seconds. It can be done. I promise that. So we're going to take a look at some websites, and the tool that I like to recommend is called webpagetest.org, and it's a tool that will basically visualize for you how your page is loading. When a user gets there, you can run tests through smartphones over LTE connections, even 4G or 3G connections. You can also do browser. You can get all the information you need. But basically, it just gives you a little film strip basing what is loading on the site, taking screenshots every half a second, and you can ultimately see what loads in 3 seconds or less. Believe it or not, you could pump in just about any website you've ever visited, and you might get shocked seeing what websites load absolutely nothing in the first 3 seconds. Of course, it does depend on what the website is, what the user is there for. All these factors play into, you know, what the difference is about a user coming, being able to navigate around, and then clicking out to the back to Google for some reason. So webpagetest.org is the site that I like to use for a quick visualization. So I recommend you going there first, punch in your domain name, just go with your homepage first, and just kind of see how it visually loads your website and how long it takes to get to the 100% load time. It might go without saying, but you get to some websites, you actually see like a loading timer. And, a pro tip obviously is if you have to show somebody that there's a timer or a loading bar for your website, it takes too long to load. Today, it's not going to do anything for you. And on a mobile device, the user experience is 9 times out of 10 even worse than the desktop experience. So just take into consideration what's loading in 3 seconds or less, and then at 100% loading, what is the total time? And the great thing about webpagetest.org is that from there they offer suggestions on how you can ultimately, you know, speed up your website just to kind of shave a few milliseconds off. And a milliseconds might not seem like a whole lot, but when you're talking about a total reduction of speed, every millisecond does count. So just to do an example, I took webpagetest.org and I typed in yahoo.com/news to see what would load and how fast. And in the first 3 seconds, nothing loaded. Now, this test was conducted with a Moto G4 on a 4G network based in Virginia, United States. So that's just one of the few things that you can take a look at and also change when you want to do the experiments. This was on a mobile device, which is most of the internet. And still, the first render was 3.5 seconds. So the ultimate performance summary through webpagetest.org asks, is it quick? Is it usable? And is it resilient? And for Yahoo News, it was needs improvement, and not bad. Now, does this mean people are going to just stop going to Yahoo News for their content? Absolutely not. Websites like this get millions of views a day. They rely on all of that for their advertising revenue. And they provide a specific type of user experience. If it were not Yahoo, a large corporation trying to optimize their websites, the page like that might load in 10 seconds. So they get it down to 3.5 seconds before the first thing loads on the site. And that is already, you know, that much faster than the typical person trying to build a news type of website. So in their industry, for news especially, 3.5 seconds might be just fine. It might also be just fine for people that aren't going to click back. And one of the things you have to keep in mind is people are going to Yahoo News for a specific reason. They're just typing into their browser. They're rarely searching on Google and using that to find the news. And they'll take a couple extra seconds to let the page load because that's where they want to be anyway. So you have to keep that in mind as well. What your customer is doing when they get to your site. Is there something there they really want to see? They might hang around a little bit longer. But for this reference, we're talking about the user that's discovering your website through organic Google search results. And normally, that is a brand new user. So your first impression, a page that loads quickly and provides the right kind of information for them, is definitely going to be a top priority. So within the webpagetest.org results, you can obviously see the performance summary. You can see opportunities and experiments that you can use to increase the page speed. You can see web vitals, optimization content, domains. There's a lot of really cool information there that you can use to change up your website. So I would recommend using it. Use the tool. At least give yourself a visualization of how a user sees your site from those specific devices. Now, you can't assume Google sees your site the exact same way, but when they crawl sites, there's a lot of things that they take into consideration. Page load time is going to be one of them. So if you can get the information to people quickly and the right information based on their search query, you're gonna see a boost in organic traffic almost without a doubt. I mean, it's very little effort to make a few tweaks, and you're not really changing a lot about the content on your site versus how it's actually displayed. So keep that in mind. You don't have to go ahead and build a brand new website just to get this thing to load faster. There are tweaks you can do behind the scenes to get it done. So I think that's it. So again, we just covered how your page load speed is considered in Google and how it affects the bounce rate, ultimately your organic traffic. So with the helpful content update coming from Google this month and rolling out over the next couple months, you're definitely going to want to take a look at how fast your content loads if you're considering organic customers coming to your website. So keep that in mind. Thank you again for listening. I hope you found the information useful for your small business marketing strategy. Please consider subscribing where you're listening to this podcast so you can get new content as soon as I publish it. I would love to continue this conversation on Twitter, so you can find me there at A1Content. Otherwise, you can visit my website at a1contentservices.com for more actionable digital marketing methods that you can use for your small business today. You don't have to leave a review in the podcast app. However, I would ask that if you know a small business owner and feel they might benefit from what you heard here today, please share the podcast with them, and let's grow the community and let's learn together. So that's it for me. I will see you next week.